The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a game at SAP Center at San Jose, played in front of a crowd of 10,802 fans on Tuesday, January the 7th. Final score, the Vegas Golden Knights 4 and the San Jose Sharks 2, and here is how it happened. Well, the Sharks were playing the team with the best record in the NHL to start the game, and that wouldn't change at the end of the night. Alexander Georgiev in the nets looking for a big night would start off big with a nice save on Brett Howden. Zach Whitecloud across the line, carries in, drop pass, Olofsson shot, save made, rebound, save, another stop by Georgiev, off Howden on the rebound, that's some great goaltending right there by Alexander Georgiev as the crowd reacts to it here at the Shark Tank. That was about 2.5 minutes into the first period, still nothing, but as always seems to be the case with the Vegas Golden Knights, they found a way to get open, and it would be their captain Mark Stone who would make it 1-0. Now it's William Karlsson feeding it to Theodore. Long feed ahead. Uh-oh. Stone gets underneath CeCe. He's got a breakaway. Moves and shoots. And he scores. Mark Stone, captain of the Vegas Golden Knights. That'll be his 100th goal in a Vegas uniform in tonight, which is his 300th Vegas Golden Knights game. It is 1-0 Vegas unless he was offside. The Golden Knights are one of the expert teams at staying onside, driving up the middle of the ice, getting that long stretch pass, and most importantly, reacting quicker than just about any team in the league, and that's what happened on that play.
It was an ultra-skilled play by Stone. He just chipped the puck. He got it to go over Cody Ceci, who was defending him. He was doing a great job defending him. He was body on body, just where you want to be on the defensive side of the puck. Stone knew exactly what he was going to do. Chunked the puck a little bit just to get over the defenseman's stick, spun around him, and all of a sudden he was on a breakaway going one-on-one with Georgiev, and you know, fortunately for him, he found the five hole.
Also, credit Theodore for getting the puck up that quickly. He gets the first assist, his first of two on the night. William Karlsson also assisted on Mark Stone's 11th. As you heard, it was his 100th goal in a Vegas uniform in tonight, his 300th Vegas Golden Knights game play. At 10:08 of the first period, very, very suddenly, it became 2-0 off a turnover. Ruda playing hard, throws it on the right boards just across the blue line, but Vegas plays it back the other way. Ilkka Madulin had it, lost it. Howden lead pass moving in. Here comes Whitecloud shooting it. Score! A turnover by the Sharks 100 feet up at the blue line. That results in a break for Vegas, and Zach Whitecloud makes it 2-0 Golden Knights. Out of all of the goals that Georgiev gave up, that's probably the one he wants to have back.
I think so. The Sharks did an unbelievable job sorting that play out when they got to the defensive zone. There was a little bit of a turnover in the neutral zone that we discussed. You like a little bit more communication. And then you drive the center of the ice, which they want to do, is what Vegas wants to do. But Whitecloud was forced outside the dot, put into a good area for a goalie. You want to make that save. He looked like he was on top of his crease. It just snuck in armpit, short side. And any time for a goalie, any time you get beat short side, ideally it's one you want back. And maybe it's one you want back. And you never know seeing from up here. It's hard to tell if it was fighting through a screen. Maybe it ramped up a stick. But it just squeezed through. Whitecloud made a good shot and able to get a shot off in that area. Good on him. But maybe at the end of the day, when you sit down and you look at the video, you might shake your head and say, gosh dang it, if I have that one back, maybe we send this into overtime and get a point out of this game at least.
Possibly, but it wasn't to be. That particular goal, Whitecloud's third of the season from Brett Howden, his sixth assist of the year, and Keegan Kolesar, his ninth assist of the season. That was at 10:08 of the first period. 2-0 Vegas, and that put the Sharks behind the proverbial eight ball because this is the 14th time that they have been down 2-0 or worse, and their record now is 1-11-2. So it is a tough road upward for most NHL teams, and the Sharks aren't the only ones, but it's been pretty difficult this year.
Anytime you fall down multiple goals, it's just that feeling you get on the bench. You don't want it to be, okay, here we go again. But good on them to get that next goal. And that next goal is a huge momentum shift for that bench. It lifts the spirits. The building starts getting going. And you feel the energy, and it starts to become a ball game again. Anytime the two-goal lead, you start feeling it could go this way, could go this way. And the way the play was going in the first period, it was starting to shift into Vegas' favor.
Well, to your point, the Sharks went right back to work after giving up that second goal to Zach Whitecloud. And about a minute later, it would be Ilya Samsonov who would have to make a big save on Colin Graf. Sharks skate from left to right. They got a three-man attack. Lead pass down the right side of Brindy. Trying to handle a bouncing puck. Would have had a two-on-one if he could get it. But instead, he's hammered into the boards there by White Cloud. And play will come back behind the net. Smith, centering pass. Great shot by Graff and a tremendous save. An unbelievable stop by Samsonov. And a point-blank chance for Colin Graff at the end of his shift. Set up brilliantly by Will Smith. That was a great pass by Smith behind the net in the semi-broken play. But Samsonov made a better save on Colin Graff, who made a bid to get his first NHL goal on that particular play. And then a breakaway for Barkley Goodrow very late in the first period. They put it off the stick of Goodrow. Puck goes down the left wing into the Shark zone. Nice back check there by Kovalenko to get back on the Vegas forward and knock the puck away. But now he's checked by Tomas Hertl. He steals from Hertl. He's got a break for Goodrow. A breakaway. Goodrow moving in, shooting it. And a save. A tremendous stop by goaltender Samsonov with 4:10 to play in the first period. Barkley Goodrow looking skyward. He hasn't scored a goal in this building since opening night, and he had a great chance to do that because of the good defense by Kovalenko, but it's still 2-0 Vegas. Nice job by Kovalenko to make that play, and then Goodrow the breakaway, but there was Samsonov again. Those two saves, the one on Graff and the breakaway on Goodrow, might have been the biggest difference in the game.
Yeah, he kept it scoreless at that point, and two grade A chances. Will Smith obviously had his face into the glass. I don't know how he saw Graff wide open in front of the net. He got a good shot off Samsonov right on top of the paint, denies that save, and then to the Gaudreau at a breakaway from the blue line. And anytime you got that much of a time as a forward, you get time to think, hey, what am I going to do here on this move? He knew exactly he was going to go to his five-hole move, and I do think he beat Samsonov a bit, but the cheaters on his pads just trapped that puck underneath his pads. Even Samsonov might have been looking behind him. Gaudreau could not believe that it stuck under his pad like Velcro.
And so, it was a 2-0 Vegas lead because of those two saves by Samsonov, first on Graff, then on Gaudreau at the end of the first period. The Sharks would get the power play opportunity in the second that they were looking for, even though they were outshot 18-4 by Vegas in period number two. On the man advantage, it would be William Eklund who would make a game of it. Wenberg backhands to Mukko Madulin on the point. One touches to Wenberg, walks to the circle, feet side of the goal in front. Eklund shoots, score! So Wenberg gets it down low to Colin Graff. He didn't waste any time to put it in front, and William Eklund banged it top corner. That's a beautiful goal for William Eklund on the power play at 9:49 of the second. It gets the Sharks back into the game. The score is Vegas 2, San Jose 1. Goal number 8 on the season for William Eklund. This was a power play goal from Colin Graff and Alex Wenberg. The Sharks jiggered around with the power play combinations this time. Didn't go with five forwards on the man advantage for that first unit, and it paid off, it looked like. They generated more chances with Liljegren on the point.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you get five forwards out there. You want to create more offense, but you got to remember the aspect. A crucial part of the power play is having a defenseman that has the ability to walk the blue line and feel comfortable with that puck out on the blue line. Because you get a forward out there, they have all the skill in the world. They feel good with the puck, and they can dish it, and they can shoot it, and they can do everything you need. But sometimes defensemen are spending the time on the blue line. They feel comfortable with the puck. They can walk it a little bit and get their forwards to get closer to them and feel a little bit more comfortable dragging guys to them, and that opens up the ice when they disperse the puck.
Alexander Georgiev was just solid in the second period, stopping all 18 shots that he faced against Vegas. And that goal by Eklund would be the only tally the Sharks would get. But that didn't mean they didn't have more chances out of the four shots they had besides the Eklund goal. In fact, Will Smith, who had fanned on a couple of opportunities, including one in which looked like he had an open net to shoot it into, got a really good scoring chance, but there was Samsonov again with about 7.5 to play in the second. A dump in by San Jose. Behind the net, Graff has it. Stick handle, centering feet for Smith, shoots one on net. That's a spectacular save by an in-position Samsonov against Will Smith, who got all of that one. The key was that he was in position and he was square to the shooter. It didn't really have to move. The puck hit him, but Will Smith got everything on that.
Yeah, one thing I had a goalie coach tell me, toes to the puck. As long as your toes are facing the puck, you're always going to be square. And Samsonov did a great job of that tonight. He was always square. He was on time. He was beating plays. He looked comfortable, and that's another reason why he's won 6 in a row is, you know, obviously you got a great team in front of you, but you got to make the saves when you're called upon. Breakaway saves, one-timer saves, and he did a great job of not letting an easy one by tonight.
Well, those are three saves that he made in this game that could have totally turned the complexion of the contest, but it was 2-1 Vegas at the end of the second period. Now, the last time these two teams played, the Sharks were the team with the lead at the end of two. They had the power play in the third, and Vegas scored twice shorthanded. Well, here was the Vegas team early in the third. They were on the power play, and I was thinking, my goodness, could this be a total reversal of fortunes? Could the Sharks get a shorthanded goal in the third and get things even? Unfortunately, it didn't happen, as Victor Olofsson would prove at the 1:10 mark. Kept in nicely by Theodore, returns for Eichel, walks down the wing, into the corner, in front, quick shot, score! How about Eichel? He goes into the corner, and it looked like he couldn't get the pass across the ice, but he does get it to Olofsson, and he deflects it off the pads of Georgiev, who got there, but it deflects in. That's a power play goal for the Vegas Golden Knights, and they lead 3-1. Victor Olofsson, his ninth of the season from Jack Eichel and Shea Theodore. That was a pretty critical goal to make the score 3-1 Vegas. It proved to be the game-winning play. And how about Jack Eichel all night long? He seemed like he never got tired, but on that particular play, he was on the ice for quite some time. He picked up his 42nd assist of the season.
You can tell he likes dispersing the puck, and he's an unbelievable player. I'd like to see a stat how long the puck was actually on his stick tonight. It felt like every time he was on the ice, he had full control. The puck took the game over. There's only a few players in the league that have that ability, that every time you're on the ice, he wants the puck entering the zone. He can disperse it, he can shoot it. He's got that lethal shot. He had a breakaway chance tonight. He was effective. He played a huge role in this game. You saw him all over the ice. Every time he was on the ice, you know it's number 9 was out there.
And with the score 3-1, that breakaway chance you had just talked about happened with about 12:15 to go. There's Will Smith, tees up, shoots it toward the net with Zetterlund in front. Blocked, headman, breakaway, Eichel moving in, shooting it, great save by Georgiev to keep the score 3-1. So Georgiev gave the Sharks another chance to get back into the game, and wouldn't you know it, they'd get on the power play, and the second power play goal of the game for Sharks hockey came off the stick of Tim Liljegren. Eklund and Liljegren exchange. Liljegren backskates to the left circle, shoots one, score! Tim Liljegren put it top corner, and that ricocheted right out, but the referee immediately says it's in the net. That's a huge goal for the Sharks at 10 minutes and 43 seconds of the third period. It makes the score Vegas 3 and the Sharks 2. Liljegren getting his fourth goal of the season, ending a 6-game pointless drought tonight. With that goal, he had no goals in his previous 15 games going back to the end of November against Seattle. 3 assists in that span. But tonight, he comes through, and he had a couple of really good chances. And I'm still remembering that defensive play he made right at the blue line with two guys on him. He had a pretty strong effort tonight.
Yeah, he had to fight off one forward that was on his shoulder trying to keep that puck in the offensive blue line. And that was when Carlson came flying by with one hand on a stick trying to poke it off. And he would have been in on a breakaway, but Liljegren made a smart play, kept it in the zone, and then it led to a Granlund scoring chance, which, you know, I'm sure is going to show up on video with Coach Warsawski. The group's going to see it, that a veteran makes a good play like that, ends up in a scoring chance. You got to be responsible and make plays like that.
Well, Liljegren got rewarded on this one with a nice shot. Seemed like he hit a couple of posts just before this puck went in. His fourth of the season came from Eklund and Zetterlund at 10:41 of the third, second power play goal for the Sharks in the game in 2 attempts. So the power play units for both sides were really happy today. Vegas 1-1, the Sharks 2-2, and San Jose was down by one goal with 9:19 to play in the game. However, it came down, and the final moments resulted in the Sharks pulling goaltender Georgiev. They had a chance, but unfortunately, the puck didn't go into the net for them. Instead, a great defensive play by the Vegas captain Mark Stone produced this goal to finish things up. San Jose picks it back up. We're down to 1:28 remaining in the third. 5, make that 6 forwards on the ice. Uh-oh, trouble. Celebrini tripped a bit down of Stone. Empty net for Hurdle. Score! So Celebrini loses it to Mark Stone. Stone, the captain of the Vegas Golden Knights, pokes it off to his right. And there he is, wearing number 48 for the visiting team, Tomasz Hurdle, putting it into the empty net to make it 4-2 Vegas, with only 1:20 to go. So Hurdle gets his 11th of the season, assisted by Mark Stone, who winds up with one goal, one assist, and 6 shots on net. A typical game for him. But for Tomasz Hurdle, coming back to SAP Center at San Jose for his first season as a member of the Vegas Golden Knights, scores his first goal ever against his former team. And it's an empty netter, and it ices the contest, making it 4-2 Vegas. And I suppose that stings a little bit, but at this point, The Sharks just had to finish out the game and think about Friday night against Utah.
Yeah, you learn from mistakes that happen. You know, you're coming out of the zone, you're trying to make plays, and you're going against maybe one of the better defensive forwards in the league that, you know, he's relied on offensive zone draws, defensive zone draws. But Mark Stone's a guy that he's going to be out there at the end of the game. He's going to be out there 6-on-5. He's going to be out there on power play. He's smart. He knows to stick with it. He knows that he's got a young kid coming up the ice with the puck. He's going to try to make a play instead of moving it maybe to a partner or kicking it out wide. And you try to make that extra move. Stone sticks with him, as he should. And he's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to teach this young kid maybe. Hey, here's how I play defense. And he did so. Ended up on his back, but his third effort, he poked the puck over to ex-Shark Tomas Hertl, who made no mistake from the top of the circles. He's got a wide-open net, and I'm sure he was obviously maybe had a little money on the board tonight for a victory, and he found the back of the net for his first time against, you know, the team that he played for how many years.
Final score, Vegas 4 and the Sharks 2. The Vegas Golden Knights sweep the season series against the Sharks, a perfect 3-0. In only 3 matchups on the schedule, an unusual one in their own division. The Sharks' current streak against the Golden Knights is now at 0-6-1, and they have lost 4 straight at SAP Center against the Golden Knights in regular season play. San Jose dropping back to 13-24-6 on the season. They've got 32 points, while the Vegas Golden Knights have gotten a 3rd consecutive win in the year 2025. The Golden Knights are now 28-9-3 for 59 points, best overall record in hockey. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.